The conflict between the Arab-led government forces and mainly non-Arab tribes in the region began 12 years ago, and UNAMID has been operational since 2007. Although the bloodiest phase of the conflict occurred a decade ago, the insurgency continues and the government has launched new offensives in the past year. Mr. Mollet outlined what was at stake in the relationship between the 18,000-strong UN and African Union peacekeeping mission and the government in Khartoum.
A comprehensive resolution of the Darfur conflict, allowing for the return of the over 2.6 million displaced persons to their places of origin, requires first and foremost a political settlement between the government and the armed movement. The stated intent of the parties to engage in discussions on the cessation of hostilities, as well as the national dialogue in Addis Ababa, is therefore a commendable step in this direction.
Despite the positive diplomatic signs, UNAMID will remain in place until at least next summer, and Mr. Mollet outlined two key areas where he said the government had been frustrating their work.
I would like to urge the government of Sudan to maintain its current cooperation in ensuring the swift clearance of UNAMID food rations and their delivery to the mission. I would further call upon the government to lift all existing restrictions on the free movement of its personnel and assets, particularly with regard to access to conflict areas and, importantly, the issuance of visas.
He acknowledged that the government had allowed some supplies through in recent days and that talks on an exit strategy for UNAMID were ongoing, depending on a lasting peace deal. The new Sudanese ambassador to the UN, Omar Mohammed, told the council that the conflict in Darfur no longer merited the UNAMID peacekeeping effort, saying that displacement figures were exaggerated and orderly elections had been held. He said UNAMID now needed to move away from peacekeeping towards environmental concerns and claimed that it was no longer able to even protect itself, let alone Darfuri civilians. He spoke through an interpreter.
The UNAMID patrols have been targets to attacks by individuals or groups of individuals who perpetrate armed robbery and whose numbers and weaponry are much inferior, yet they were met with little or no resistance. These incidents justify growing concerns regarding the relevance and efficiency of UNAMID.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.